Let's pray. Father, we can hardly believe that when you take us home, there will be no more time. We'll be out of the time domain because you are the I am. Not the I was or I will be, which you are, but you are the I am, and we will be like you in that regard. Lord, lead us this morning as we look once again at your word, at a short little psalm, and we just see your awesomeness there and the profoundness of who you are and of what you are doing and have done. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen. As we're just kind of going through these psalms very quickly, Psalm 114, the power of God. When you see the power of God, that's beyond what you can comprehend in those three words, I think, the power of God. That's something, isn't it? The power of God and his deliverance of Israel. And so we'll sing an old hymn here, just to God be the glory, great things he has done, and then we will read this psalm. So to God be the glory, let's sing along.
To God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that's the end for today. I'll see you next week. Pretty good, isn't it? To God be the glory. We'll read the 8 verses of Psalm 114, very short, and then we'll comment maybe a little bit on them. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams? O little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. We're in the Hallel Psalms here, 113 to 118, as you know, and 113 and 114 were typically sung before the Passover meal. And they're looking back to Egypt. They're looking back to the Exodus, to the Passover. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob. Now, we see in the house of Jacob a collective term there. As far as we know, there was not one Jew left behind. The whole house went out. They came in as a little family, as Jacob and his descendants. And 300 and some years later, almost 400 years later, they leave, and now they're probably a couple million, maybe, million and a half. The house of Jacob from a people of a strange language. The Egyptian language was unintelligible to the Hebrews, at least initially. Maybe at the end, I don't know, because God kept them very close together. They went out from a people of a strange language. Judah became his sanctuary. Now, why is the tribe of Judah mentioned here? Well, I don't know exactly, but it's the prophetic tribe from which the Messiah will come. So it's kind of leading the way on this. It's to be his sanctuary, the Messiah. Israel, his dominion. Israel collectively as a nation is a dominion apart from the rest of the world. They're to be set apart, just as you and I are to be set apart from the rest of the world. And now we see nature responding to this awesome thing. First, the Red Sea. The Red Sea saw it, and what did it do? It parted. Now, obviously, God parted it, but it parted, and they walked on dry land. That's the beginning of the Exodus. Actually, that's the fulfillment of the Exodus, because when they get through the Red Sea, they're out of Egypt. So the Red Sea saw it and fled. Now, 40 years later, the River Jordan turns and runs uphill. Amazing. It's a big thing. It's a big thing bringing the nation out of Egypt, as was prophesied, and nature recognizes that, it would seem to me. And then the mountains, particularly down at Sinai, you know, early on, the earth quaked, the smoke came out of the mountain from the fire, and the people trembled. And here it says the earthquake is like skipping of rams, or like little hills, like lambs. And then what is the result, in a way, of God's presence? His first tremble can be translated a number of ways. Stand in awe, in reverential awe. It can be translated travailing in pain, like a woman in childbirth. And I think all of these things apply, because when Jesus comes back and the great tribulation has been going on, the world is going to be in a heap of pain, right? Huge pain. But we see here, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. And in your life, or in the life of this nation, or in the life of the world, if we say, how much is the world, how much are you, how much am I trembling at the presence of the Lord, it tells an awful lot on where we are, right? And if we ignore him and say he doesn't count, or he's not, our government will replace him, that's really sad. But tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. So we're identifying, first we had up here his. It doesn't even say who it is. But of course, as we get through this psalm, we know good and well who it is. It's the God of Jacob. At the presence of the God of Jacob, and then what? Who turned the rock into a pool of water. I believe, again, that's the first time that Moses struck the stone, struck the flinty rock. And we know from Galatians that rock is Christ. But he struck the rock and turned into that desolate wilderness with no water into standing water, into pools of water. And then at the end, where Moses made that big error of misrepresenting God and struck the rock, we again have the rock is the fountain of all things, and that's Jesus Christ. So the flint into a fountain of waters. So here we have the power of God displayed in his deliverance of Israel. And everything that this stands for the nation of Israel, stands for every believer, right? Isn't that a type of his delivering us from the bondage of sin? And all of the response to God's power we can also see in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then in having us born again, where we will become like him, and where we have the promise of we too being resurrected from the dead. Our God is an awesome God, is he not? Father, we thank you for your word, whether we're in a little psalm or a big psalm, whether we're in one verse or a chapter, it's you speaking to us. Lord, we have much on our hearts and minds at times to pray for, and we don't know how to pray really. But you give us your Spirit to lead us in prayer. And so, Lord, this morning, may we be led by your Spirit as we respond as you would lead us. So let us pray now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As we close here, and as you look at Israel, as you look at our nation funding Iran, who is turning the money to Hamas and Hezbollah, and as we look at the pipeline closed, as we look at the border, as we look at all these messes, let's remember this: our God reigns. So let's close in this song, Our God Reigns. Particularly the chorus, I think, is something that we probably all know. Let's listen now.
How lovely all on the mountains are the feet who brings good news. Good news, announcing peace,
yes.
Proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. Our God reigns.
Yes, he does. Father, we thank you that you reign. I was just thinking of those precious words, your hands, your feet, your side, and of course we know your brow, the thorns pierced, precious blood running out. And Lord, it's done. It's done. It's done. The victory is secure. We have won, Lord. But there are battles until we are out of this world, Lord. Help us not to shun those. I think of Whitfield. I think of all the difficulties that he went through, the tremendous commitment to you that resulted in his anointing. We cannot have the anointing without the commitment to you. We know that, Lord. And we do thank you. And I thank you for, even in that case, the division between him and Charles Wesley, such close friends, but yet so divided over the doctrine of predestination, Lord, and yet they did maintain a relationship. So, Father, some pastors are not really where we would be, but I pray you would use each one, Lord, and I pray your word will go out. Lord, I thank you for your revelation providentially to all those Uyghurs. I thank you for your revelation to so many Muslims, Lord, never seeing the word of God, never having heard of a missionary, and yet seeing you and knowing you, and all saw the sun come up today. You reveal yourself in creation, Lord. We thank you for that. Your ways are beyond ours, but that does not take the need for us to pray. It does not take the need for us to be obedient to you, to be salt and light. And may we go forth today, Lord. May people be drawn to you because of their seeing us. Bless each one who came today. I thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their commitment to prayer and commitment to you, Lord. We thank you. You do reign.
You do reign. Yes.
Amen.